This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for February 10th. With the USDA grain report in the books, markets trending higher mostly throughout the day. However, some grains didn't fare so well. Here's Scott Shelley from the floor of the CME in Chicago to explain his read on the USDA report and yesterday's market.
Right now, having been the second report of the year, the expectations were low, and we delivered on those low expectations. I would say relatively benign report. There was some that wanted to kind of skew it one way or the other, but at the end of the day, let's talk beans. They had the biggest move. We were down about 8 to 9 cents today in the bean market, having gone into that report close to zero. I mean, either side of it, not too far.
Let's start with the Chicago markets. July wheat prices closed the day up 11 at 466. Chicago July corn prices were down 1.5 to finish the day at 384 and a quarter. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were up 1 to 15, ranging from 467 to 484 and a quarter. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for May were up 8 and 3 quarters, ranging from 543 and a half to 548 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were down 20 and 3 quarters, ranging from 666 and a half to 696 and a half. June live cattle finished the day up just 2.5 cents at 105.25. May feeder cattle were up $1.15 at 123.07 and a half. March class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 16.92. Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network of the West.